Look at this. I got headphones on. I got a mic going. Baby.
If
Huh?
only people could see you now.
Hey, no video. We've gone through this before. No video.
Welcome to This Commerce Life. This is a podcast aimed at small, medium entrepreneurs focused on commerce. I'm Phil, your host, and Kenny, your co-host, will join us as well. And we're going to talk to you about the world of retail and commerce and how things are changing in the world.
I got it. Recording in progress. I know, recording in progress. Relax.
Take it easy.
I'm getting there.
This table's too big. I'm sitting at... The desk I've got is too big, so it's
okay. You know what I got? I got cables all over here. I don't know what the hell's going on here.
When I have the mic on the table, hey, oh, we can't hear you, Neil.
It was trying to connect. It did say that.
So.
We got you. We had you there for a second.
No.
No.
So the good news is we can see Neil.
Can't hear Neil.
We can't hear Neil yet. So it's a good time to tell you that Neil has some kick ass shit that you have got to hear about.
Seriously, it looked good.
I ate it
I
all.
Did take like, a look. I took a look because I knew it was a food thing. So I knew it was food that you'd probably like it, which means I'm going to probably like it. So as soon as he gets to...
It's not going to make it out there. I can tell you. I promise you that. Well, it didn't because I already ate both.
I
ate both of the Scotch Bonnet ones.
Already. No, you're still not working now.
No.
Gotta be in the bottom. I wonder if it's the mic in the. You know when they go in the bottom right. What's there? That bottom left corner. If you hit on where the mute is, hit the arrow up. But sometimes all that gets all wonky. It could be searching for something that you're not on or a cold setting. It's okay, I'm cleaning up cords while we wait for you anyway, so don't sweat it. Oh, brought in the techie.
Anyway, yeah. So we bought
it's showing a mute sign now.
Now you're on mute. That's a good thing.
So now you're on mute. So you just have to click maybe... unmute now. No.
We can read lips though. This would be the first posse.
Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Hey, there you are.
You know what it is? You brought it. You brought in the tech crew, man. That's what happens.
Jesus. Man.
That's amazing. Amazing.
Man. Don't sweat it. It's, you know what? I've been doing this for 4 years, and that's usually me. So I felt pretty good tonight. You made me feel good. So thank you.
could you guys hear me at all before?
No. Nothing.
Okay. No. Good.
Don't worry about it. It can't be any worse than the language that comes out of these two mouths. I went a little sleep over it.
It is true.
Yeah.
We're really glad you came on. Really glad.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah. It's funny. We don't prep or anything. Yeah. But once in a while, I figure, shit, I may as well go take a look to make sure I know who the hell's coming on. So I took a peek. The product looks pretty cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know what? It's a 100-year-old recipe from my great-grandmother in Trinidad.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know what? It came down from her to my grandfather, to my dad. And then my dad showed me how to make it. And you know what? I'm a huge foodie. Cooking has always been my passion, and you know, like 15, 20 years ago, people come over the house and they'd just be like, you know, I need the pepper sauce. Like, I want to make, like, I had a friend that would literally make a fucking pepper sauce sandwich.
Seriously. And
man, two pieces of bread, pepper sauce on both pieces, and just ate it. And I was
that's
just
awesome.
Like,
so
in my head, in my head, I was just like, you're fucked. Like, that's crazy. Like,
so I used your stuff on, so. We had it with you know, your normal Tostitos or, you know, whatever, you know, but then there was enough of this stuff. My mom makes an Indonesian curry, but then she dials it back for, you know, kind of the base kids in the family that can't eat spice. And my daughter and I were putting Scotch Bonnet in it to dial it up a couple of notches. Nice. And then I had it in sandwiches.
I bought,
I think from Neil at the show, I bought four jars, two Scotch Bonnets and two of the regular, you know, kind of, you know, my wife literally took one bite of the Scotch Bonnet and then gave me the rest. Cause she's like, I can't do it. And we finished the other two, and the other two jars, we're slowly making our way through it, but the Scotch Bonnet is the stuff, man.
Is it shelf stable?
It's very shelf stable.
So why did they make it to the West, Phil? Like what happened to Canada?
Who cares about the West?
Because I do, because I went online.
We don't care. We don't care.
You're just in Ontario. What the hell am I going to do?
Neil's like, well, wait a second. Just a minute now.
It's food. You know, we love food too. We love cooking.
Man, you know what, dude? I know it's going to blow up in the West. Like once this shit hits BC, I know it's going to blow up.
Yeah, it's going to go.
It's going to take a little bit of time, obviously, you know, a new product getting out there. It's going to take time, but when it does, it's going to blow up because, you know, it's cauliflower based. There's no sugar. It's low sodium. Like people are going
to tell us a story. Phil would introduce you, but
I'll introduce you and then I'll tell them how I met you and then we'll let you go. So, cool. So for the audience, we've got Neil Sadler.
Yeah.
Neil Sadler. And he, I met him at, kind of like this, you know, almost like a one of a kind show, but he was running Neil's Real Deal, and, it's this wonderful little sauce. He's got when I met him, he had kind of four sauces on. And what's really funny is we were there because my daughter was helping one of my wife's friends with her booth, but they're both Trinidadian, and so Ainsley, the husband, said to me, "You got to go there. Go see Neil."
Ainsley,
right? And Ainsley said, "You got to go see Neil."
Very, very good man.
And you said, and he said, and he showed me. He was like, he bought all these jars, and he was like, "You go see Neil, and you tell him that the Trini sent you." And I was like, "Oh, okay, you're right." Because he had this awesome song. I was like, you know, is it good?" And he's like, "Listen." And I was like, okay, all right, you got it. So I went and Neil had this just wicked sauce. So so that's how I met Neil, and I told him right away, like, Kenny's gonna love you, we're gonna love you. You should come on the show and then we'll talk about it. So so you've now met Neil Sadler. We'll kind of like we'll kind of turn it over to you, Neil, and kind of let you, so we're unscripted, obviously. We'd love to learn a little bit more about you, because I know nothing about you. I just know you make wicked sauce that I want to keep in my house all the time. It'll never make it to Kenny's house. Like I had a Scotch Bonnet that I was like, oh, you know, I'll bring some out. Cause I see Kenny in a couple of weeks in the West Coast, and it just didn't make it. You know, like I ate it all. It's not going to make it. So
all I'm going to say is, wow. Anyway, I share my mom's cookies. I send them via mail, and I can't get a freaking jar of sauce.
So Neil, welcome to the show. We'd love to, you know, if you kind of want to tell us what you want to tell us about you, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, hell yeah, for sure. Yeah, first off, Kenny, I'll send you some jars. You can get a taste. You can spread the word out there, boy.
You better believe it. I'm loving you already. Not the other one anymore, but you're on my side. Oh, what the hell?
I feel no shame.
I know you don't care. That's the worst part.
I feel no shame.
I actually thought you gave a shit. I'd be happier. You don't care.
No, your mom. Sure,
you want? You're eating all this. You don't want to care.
Sauce, but
whatever.
All right. So it's shit, man. I've always I'll start way back. Okay. I'll start way the fuck back. So the story goes, you know, Granny used to smuggle up Scotch Bonnet peppers in jars of vinegar for my grandfather because back in the day, you couldn't get Scotch bonnets up here, right? And so my grandfather moved here. I think he was about 35. He had two of my uncles, I think. And then they came to Canada, had a few others, which one being my father. And so Granny would smuggle peppers up. Grandpa would make the pepper sauce, and it's just something that we lived off, right? And my dad started making it as we grew up. It was something, it was a condiment in the fridge. It was the pepper sauce. It was the yellow pepper sauce. It was dad's pepper sauce, grandpa's pepper sauce, whatever you want to call it. You know, it was just there always. And anybody that would come over would eat it. They would put it on their food. They would just, you know, indulge. It was just, it was something that was just different. Me being a foodie, cooking all my life, I knew it was a product. And I told my dad, you know, we got to start trying this shit because this, like, there's nothing like it. And, you know, it just was a thought, funny thought at the time. I was young and whatever. We moved on and, fast track probably 8 years. Me and Brooke started jarring it, my wife, and we started jarring it and started doing Aurelia Farmers Market, little markets here and there. Mm-hmm. Took off, and we knew we had a product. COVID hit, so we're just like, shit, we got to rethink this. And so we got legit labels, we got a great brand, and we started getting the stores. I'm a heavy equipment operator. I quit my gig doing that and started going full-time on this. And we just, I hit the pavement every single day, man, every single day. Handing out samples, going into new stores, I'm the type of person, I don't care who you are. If you're a janitor or if you're a CEO, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to say what I'm going to treat you the exact same way. It's just, you're a person, you're just doing your thing. So I had no problem. I walk into the store saying, hey, is the manager here? Is the owner here? Mm-hmm. What's going on? I'd love to speak to someone, give them some samples, and it just kind of flowed. And we got ourselves in over 220 stores now, in about a year and a little bit now. And we're just pumping it, man. And we're, the biggest thing for us, is quality over quantity. So that's where a lot of these other, I love hot sauce. I live off hot sauce. So I'm not going to ever put any other hot sauce down. I love them all. They're all doing their thing. Some of them have, a little bit less quality ingredients, right, and things. Sure. So it's easier to, to make it in a bigger scale. We looked into co-packing and, it might not be our gig just because we're very, we got a lot of quality ingredients, a lot of fresh ingredients. So
let's tell them what you do Neil's Real Deal.
Right.
Right. And so I've kind of called them all sorts of, but they're really sauces, right? Like you can kind of use them.
It's a hot pepper sauce. And so in the islands, you eat it with every single thing that you eat, whether it's, your eggs in the morning, your curry, your stew, your pasta, your soup, whatever you're eating, you throw it in there, right?
And Scotch bonnet on eggs is...
Oh, bro. Oh.
So I made them eggs. I made eggs huevos, and then I dropped the Scotch bonnet sauce on it.
You know what? I'll tell you. So, it's Neil's Real Deal, but my wife, Brooke, is the other half of this, and I'd be nowhere obviously without her because she does a whole ton of it.
Was she the one at the show with you?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, she was. Yeah, right. Amazing. And so a little trick she does in the mornings: she makes an omelet, mushrooms, onions, smoked cheddar cheese, and then spread the chipotle pepper sauce all over it. And bro, I'm like,
yeah, smoke on smoke.
It's a game changer. It's a game changer. And that's the thing. A lot of people don't like Chipotle because it's too heavy in the smoke. It's just too, you know, yeah. It's just blah. It's I don't know. It's too fake. And so ours is everything is real. You know, the smoke that you taste is the smoked paprika. It's just a little bit of ancho peppers, you know.
Nice.
There's no liquid smoke or any of that crap. You know, it's a little bit light. It's a little bit lighter. So it's not
a heavy smoke taste. Just that nice. You know, when you taste and you're thinking, that's nice. I don't want to eat smoke.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool.
And the sauce is a little bit different, right? Like, because I know the Scotch bonnet. I keep talking about that. Neil actually has like four sauces, four flavors, right? But the one that I'm clearly obsessed about is the Scotch bonnet. But it's different, right? Because it's cauliflower based as well, right? Like I don't mean to offend. Like, it's not like a Tostitos or like a salsa or any of that.
So
kind
not
of
a
crap,
tomato
right?
base like that. So
yeah, there's none of that
mean,
in it.
It's, what do you mean by cauliflower base?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Describe this. So
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's
like,
wet,
keep this thing open,
dry,
man, because
right?
I think our audience will love this. So
exactly, yeah. Exactly. Let me describe this real quick because you know what? It's something that's different. It's not a salsa. It's not a liquidy, salty hot sauce. You know, it's different. It's its own thing, and that's where I feel like it's going to become something because, you know, we're different than others, you know? And so it's a 100-year-old recipe from great granny. It's cauliflower based. All it is vegetables. And what preserves it is the vinegar. You know, we throw a little bit of mustard, a little bit of salt, and just it's the combination of everything, which brings it out. And there's nothing like it.
So is it a spread?
Because of that, it's not your regular hot sauce. It's mm-hmm. a little bit thicker, so you can use it as a spread, as an ingredient.
You can use it as a base or as a rub.
Exactly.
I'm thinking more like what the islands would do. Like I'm thinking like, you know, on fish or on chicken, like is it that type of thing or
on fried chicken? Nice fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I've tried all these things already.
because it's a little bit thicker, you can rub it on the bun, right, and just let it's my god.
So here's the funny thing, right? Like it took me a while to get my head around this, right? Because it's jarred like a the first thing that like the similarity is because it looks like a jar jam or it looks like a salsa jar, like right. I think for the uneducated it looks like a salsa jar, so you kind of go, well, I got to eat this with Tostitos. And then you realize like this thing is wasted on, you know, nachos and things like that. Unless you're doing like what Neil's talking about is like 10xing, you know, your meals. Right. And so this thing in a way is almost like the island mayo. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not that thing. Like it's literally the thing that you take to like, light everything else you're making on fire.
Exactly.
But it takes a little bit of getting used to because when we first got, we literally were eating it just, you know, straight up with nachos. And then it was like, no, like it seems like such a waste. Cause there's so many flavors in here. And then I started with eggs and then I realized, hey, this thing's wicked on eggs and that it was wicked in the curry.
So I'm all over proteins. I'm trying to picture, I don't know what you guys, what it is. So I'm kind of thinking like, I can see like a flank steak or a chicken breast and either on the grill or in the pan. And I'm thinking.
And see, this is where it's cool. Exactly. Right. Like, so that's where, man, it's so versatile. It's like you can throw it in a pasta or a curry and mix it into something, or you can marinate a flank steak and fry it in that and just let it cook in that, like, or chicken and just let it marinate and then cook in that. Like, it's such a versatile sauce that, like, it's literally endless. And that's where, like, man, I'm a little biased because I the Scotch bonnet I live off, but like, you can do anything with this sauce. And that's the thing. Yeah. Most hot sauce, I love hot sauces, but like most hot sauces overpower your food, or they're too salty, or they burn the shit out of you.
Yeah.
This stuff is, it's unique, you know, it just kind of like blends in, it enhances your flavors that's already going on, brings a little bit more flavor, and then brings the heat. It doesn't overpower anything. So like, if you're trying to get an Asian meal, if you're trying to get that Asian sense, you know, you drop a bomb of this in there, you're going to get that stale Asian sense. You're going to get that soy, you're going to get that ginger, but you're going to get that heat too, right? You drop you drop sriracha in there, all you're going to taste is sriracha.
Which is why I don't usually use a lot of those things.
I love sriracha.
So do I, and the right things. But it's, you know what, it's the difficult thing is, so the consistency looks a little bit like a tapenade kind of idea.
It's
thick, almost, a little almost, runny, but not runny, runny, and not thick, but it's sort of that area. But I can't get basting or a protein. Like, I mean, when I see it, especially when Phil just showed me, I'm thinking, oh man, this thing looks like really, really good. Like in,
I wish you had a jar with you, man. Shit, while we were doing this.
Me too.
You know what? Fuck. I want to change the jar.
Well, you would have. I know. It's the other one. It's that. You know what the hell?
Neil, I apologize. But
come on, man.
Come on, man. Get your shit together. Jeez. You know, for food. You know, I don't know why you do that.
I can get 212 on a plane, right? 212 ml. I can get that on a plane.
Right? Whatever you want. You just tell him you're Phil Chang. You got to bring me some hot sauce.
Take it.
You got pepper sauce going to Vancouver, man. Just tell him who you are.
Yeah.
Man.
I got a delivery.
No, but it really is. It's wicked sauce, I guess. I guess the so let's go back a little. So you guys, so this is a family recipe, and then
is it made at home?
Sorry guys, I'm just
No, that's okay. Do your thing.
I literally fucking spilled my drink, so I'm kind of cleaning up in the middle of everything. Everything's good.
We can talk to ourselves for a second if you want to.
Get yourself settled. Don't worry. Like, you know, like the thing with this is, like I feel like Asians and Europeans, because we do have these, right? Like Koreans have lots of like, we have lots of
red,
like,
pepper sauces in Italy. La Bomba, and we got like the, you know, those type
And then you know, all the Asian, like the
Asians
the curries,
have
the satay sauces, you know, all of that are kind of like
Thai curries.
But I feel like here in the regular market, like, I guess I'm curious about that is whether you run it, like for the people who are listening, like these come in 212 ml. So they literally, they look almost like, there'll be pictures on the podcast, but if you go to Neil's Real Deal, you'll see it. They look like jam jars almost.
Actually, they're about the size of a jam jar, like a 250 mil.
Hey, you want to know something, eh?
Yeah.
Look at most hot sauces. They're fucking 148 or 175.
Yeah.
They're not as much, and they're charging just as much or more.
Yeah. So what's the retail? So
we're 212, and you know what? Yeah. You know, Warren, you want to know something? We're actually probably about 225 because our jar is measured to the neck, and we fill it above the neck because it's got to be above where the lid, you know, it's got to look good. It can't look fucking empty.
Yeah. But
I love your passion.
I just meant that like in a Caucasian market, I don't know if they're used to sauces, right? Like,
I don't know what
do you know I what I mean? It, like, yeah, like I if think you go to the a Asian thing market, is starting to come, but
yeah, but it's not even Asian though. It's a lot of still Kikkoman and, you know, the stuff
people are just people
but
are just,
it's all
but at
yeah,
least they're
you know,
getting
like
them.
Soya,
they're trying
soya is like great big jars or whatever, but but like to buy like a sauce that's you're almost like so malty someone may not know what to do with it. Does that make sense? I don't know if that's a thing, right? But I actually
I
wonder
know.
That
and that's a thing, right? And that's, you know what, and that's where we've started, and that's where we've only been doing it for a year, and I'm going to keep doing this. I won't stop. I will not stop until this shit is.
You shouldn't. Please
maybe
don't.
Maybe global. Maybe
wait,
global,
if you're quitting, though, just let me know, and I'll buy whatever you have.
I'll never quit.
Before you quit. Okay, don't quit.
I'll never quit.
I'm good. I'm good, man.
So where do you make this now? So the So the recipe goes back to great grandma and all that stuff. And now you're making it. So you're making it, or the Brooks making it?
No. So, okay. Yeah. So, so the original recipe is the Scotch bonnet. That is the original.
That's the skew. That would be the one thing that you had to have. That's what grandma made. 100%.
100%. Okay. That is the original recipe. Okay. That's what we started with.
Right.
And then we made, I made the jalapeno because, Scotch bonnet's pretty fucking hot for some people.
For most people, it's a little on the hot side, for sure.
Right. So we toned it down. We made the jalapeno, and then we rolled with that. And then, then I made the chipotle, smoky, smoky, nice, it's got great flavor. It's got
some earthy tones. It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is.
And then we had our three, and then we were good. Right. All right. Sick. We got our line of three. And then people told us that Scotch bonnet could be hotter. And I was like, fuck. I was like, okay, well, all right. If that's what you guys want, we'll give it to you. But for me, Scotch bonnet is the perfect heat. It's the perfect flavor. I don't need more, but whatever. I'll give you more heat. So we made the Reaper. And we pumped a bunch of Reapers into that, ghost peppers into it. It's still good. Still good. It's still awesome flavor. And you got to have flavor. You have to have flavor over heat, no matter what. You put too much peppers in there, you're going to burn everything. Yeah.
But you lose it all, right?
Then I was going to say, it doesn't feel like, because sometimes you get kind of these, inferno type sauces, and they, you can tell the sauce is trying to kill you, right? Then you don't taste anything. You can just feel like it's seeking you out, trying to murder you. Right.
The heat in house, right? My wife doesn't like it. Yeah. The kids don't really like it. And they laugh. They say, because I'm not suffering. They don't realize. Yeah. When I'm suffering from heat, I'm not enjoying it because that means all it's done is I've got heat and I got nothing else.
It's the addictive one.
You know, when you take that bite and it's piping, right? But you can still taste everything. Yeah. And now it's you're like a junkie, man. You just cannot stop. You got to keep shoveling. Really good. You're dying, but you just keep going because you can taste everything.
Right?
You're sweating.
That's the Reaper.
You're feeling it.
Reaper's like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You guys want to be my dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, put him on.
Is he old? Whoever you want.
Put him on.
Listen, Mark, that's while awesome.
My fucking meatloaf. Hey, Dad, come in here.
That's awesome.
Listen, while your dad's coming down, tell us about you. So do you have, because you came up with new formulations or kind of new recipes.
Exactly.
Do you have
right?
cooking in your background, or do you have...
Were you a chef at one time, or did you just start your home chef?
No, 100%, man. I took courses.
Okay.
It's 100%, man. My true passion, my true...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Some people are just some people vibe with certain things, right? Like cooking is my thing, man.
You know what? Kitchen, eating is our thing. So if you want to keep cooking,
we love cooking and we love eating. Seriously, man. Honestly, me,
both of us are.
Buddy, I judge holidays. Right, I could go see the pyramids or whatever you want. If the food's a shit, I couldn't give a flying fuck about the pyramids.
Yeah.
If the food's good, everything else is elevated. I want my food.
You know what? I've always said that, eh? And I've worked for many restaurants. I've ran many restaurants. And you know what? Actually, I ran a fucking bar where people, they knew I was in the back of the kitchen without even fucking knowing I was in the back of the kitchen.
See, because they knew
the quality of the food, man.
That's awesome. Yeah,
that's the thing.
I heard that many fucking times.
How good is that, eh? That's awesome.
That's amazing.
It's a good feeling, and that's where I love cooking. I love cooking for people. That is my passion, man. I love cooking for people.
Okay, go back to the other part. So who's making this stuff? Where are you making it? The kitchen, the basement, the garage? What do you got going on?
So we make me, my wife, and her two parents.
Yeah.
We go in to the commercial kitchen in Brantford.
Yeah.
Whenever we got to,
Where's Brantford?
It's west of Toronto.
It's west of Hamilton, south of Cambridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
403 runs right through it.
Okay.
Pretty out there. He's in Vancouver, so Kenny doesn't.
It's a telephone city.
Yeah.
Some shit.
Yeah. Kenny's from Vancouver, so
you got to excuse it, right?
Yeah. Kenny. It's
kind of like the interior. Kind of.
Kenny,
Surrey.
Don't worry.
It's a little bit like Kenny. Surrey. But
Kenny, once this sauce comes out there, all anybody's going to ever talk about is Neil's Real Deal. Because once we come out with the barbecue sauce, eh?
Okay, then you're stepping. Then you're West Coast all over. Okay, slow it down.
A box of everything, though.
Go back to the cooking. You guys are getting one, you're getting me hungry. Two, wait. I want to get. Let's get some linear progression on the story.
We want to get some color in here, so people know who Neil's.
You're making me
Neil
hungry. Is what you're doing.
This whole thing. Yeah.
Okay, where are we going? Give me the story now. You're in Brantford. You're in a commercial kitchen. Four of you cooking away. Then what? You're bottling yourself? What are you doing?
Yo, every single thing we do is done by us. Me, my wife, her two parents. When we go into the kitchen, we go in for about four and a half hours.
Okay.
We go, let me back up. I start at 5 a.m. I wake up. I go down to the Ontario food terminal. I get everything we need. I get all the vegetables, everything that we need. I bring them back. You know, we do a little bit of prep. Then we go to the kitchen, do a little bit more prep, and then cook her down. We jar it. We bring it home, and then me and Brooke will eventually, once they've cooled, once they've sealed, we'll label them.
You're hand labeling too?
Hand labeling, buddy. Oh, everything's done by fucking hand right now.
Holy moly.
And I know, man.
And you're in 200 and some stores. Like, how do you manage that?
We do it. We do it. You get it done, man.
So
we do it.
Like on the stores,
you know,
too.
And that's where, you know, being on this podcast, getting exposure, and that's the thing, right? Is like most people start this type of thing. You know, they do 2-3 years in markets and tastings and all that shit. We tried doing that, but then COVID hit and we had to rethink things, right? So we got in stores, we got in stores. So now we're in all your stores. You know, it's moving, but now I'm going to focus on getting it in your mouth and really, you know, getting the flavor out there, getting people talking about it.
So that's sort of what my next question was going to be. So you're getting, I'm still trying to back this up. So because you got a lot of hand stuff going on here. So one, it's difficult to scale. If you ever wanted to, you don't have to, you can do whatever you want, right? No issues. And I understand, I get the quality thing. You'd almost have to probably buy your own kitchen and own packaging so that you or Brooke or the folks are there. So nobody goes off, you know, off track and does something stupid. Like you want to control it, but what you're doing now is very difficult. That's a lot of work, eh?
What we do now, we can control it, and we can control it on a certain amount, right? If we're doing it, we can control it on. If we do it every 2 weeks, we can keep that going.
Right.
Obviously, her parents aren't going to be able to keep it going forever.
Right.
You know. So yeah, we're. I'm already planning down the road, but for the next year, I'd say we'd probably be okay doing it by hand. But on the distribution part, then.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, I'm going like, right there. So,
like on
yeah,
the, so
yeah,
how are you? On. So for, right now you're in 220 stores. I know it's, you're not like, you have some radius, like you're as far as London. It looked like you're down Niagara and the lake. Like you got some spread. How are you getting into these locations? Okay. Well then you're not in Toronto anymore. Like you're outside.
He's in a lot of places. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
that's my
Stratford,
point. So how are you getting it there? Are you using a distributor?
Yeah.
Are you selling direct to store?
Are you doing it?
Like, how are you doing this?
Man, every single store that we have, I've gone to, I've given them samples, I've spoke to.
So that's the sale part up front. You're the guy I'm going to know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy from you because I like you.
Yeah.
And then if I want to reorder,
you know,
how am I doing?
That's something we thrive off too, you know, because I've heard, I've actually dealt with a couple companies that deal with other hot sauce companies that only deal through distributions, and you know they don't like them because, you know, I don't know, I'm a personable person. I like to meet people, I like to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to sell my sauce, I want to talk to you, I want to tell you about my sauce, I want to tell you what's going on with it, I want you to be able to push it, you know. And so that's where we work with distribution companies, and I will push people towards that. But at the beginning, I love to build a good relationship. At the beginning,
you almost have to, because you know what? If I saw if I saw the jar on the shelf as a pepper sauce, first off, I may not even know what it is. Again, because the jar is a little different. And I'd be thinking hot sauce, and I know what a hot sauce looks like, and I'd be looking like, what am I going to do with this thing? Do I, is it like this, like shaking it on? Am I spooning it on? Like, is it part of the meal after? Do I put it on the front end of the meal? Like, what do I do with this thing? That'd be where my mind would go. Cause I'd be looking at it, and I'm not sure what
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. And that's what, you know what, honestly, Kenny, it's been something that I've played back and forth for a long time. Did I put it in the right jar? Did I put, you know, should I put it in a fucking bottle where people can pour it out? You know what? Everyone puts it in a bottle that you can pour it out. Majority of them are red hot sauces, you know? This shit is different in every single way.
Which is okay to be different then.
Yeah. It's a cauliflower. It's in a jar. You got to open it up. You got to put it on with your spoon. You know, you got to spread it. It's different, you know? And so that's
how would I know that? I think that's awesome. And I'm there with you too.
I'm not sure. Like, so I do think, like, if you're in, so for context and color, right? Like, so I'm looking at the stores that you have, like, he's got like some seriously boutique stores on here. Right? Like,
I looked at the list. The store's list is beautiful. It's a good
list. The Summer Hill markets are just.
Pusateri's is about to run us in all five stores.
Well, it's funny. I was looking for Pusateri's. Yeah, the first thing I looked for, I thought, okay, I wonder if, because you have some beautiful stores. Like, it's no garbage stores. They're obviously specialty, boutique-y. Like, good stores, good customers.
They're great stores.
Like, the right place for you.
Yeah.
For sure,
what do you see out of this brand? Like, where do you want to go? Where does it go?
I want to be the biggest brand that ever came out of Canada.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, wait, what does that mean? The biggest, like, so you want to sell the most, or you want to be like the most famous, the most recognized? Do you know what I mean? Like, because if you go across the country and you find guys like this, the Summer Hills, the Pusateri's, you know, right across the country,
they're all over.
Like you could maybe double this list, right? You get to like 500 stores, but this is a prestigious list, right? Like, this is not, you know, like, people in these stores will understand your sauce and they'll understand why they got to buy it. Or if you want to be like
Frank's
Red Hot, right? Or Tabasco or Sriracha. Ooh. And you could be like a $2.99 bottle across the country, and you could sell it by the ton.
So you know what I mean? Like, what is big
to you? Yeah.
So Frank's and Tabasco, those guys, you know, it's liquid, it's powder, it's liquid, it's nothing, right? We're legit. So I want to go as big as that it can take me. And I know that it can take me across Canada. I know we can do the States. And, you know, I know it'll be flying Europe. And that's where I want to make. That's the thing, is Neil's Real Deal. You know, right now it's Neil's Real Deal pepper sauce, you know, and pepper sauce. It's dope. It's you know, we got four lines out. We got a fifth one coming in the spring, a pineapple ghost. We got barbecue sauce coming.
Oh, my spring. God, pineapple? For barbecue season already.
The pineapple.
Yeah. Hey. You tried
pineapple goals.
Did you try it?
I think Brooke was ready to cut me off. I think that's what happened.
You tried the barbecue.
I was there a long time.
You tried the barbecue too? No,
I did. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah.
But
so
wait. So can we go back? Like, because, do you see yourself in these sort of stores, or do you see yourself in like a Loblaws or a Sobeys?
I would like to eventually see our product in Loblaws or Sobeys. I'd like to see it spread across Canada. I'd like to see it spread across North America. I'd like Neil's Real Deal to be a brand, you know. But I will never flop on quality. Quality is always our 100% goal. We will have the best quality always. If we can't, we won't make it. But what our goal is, you know, in the next year, we're going to come out with a pepper sauce and a barbecue sauce. The following year, I've got a banging jerk that we're going to come out with that we might even come out with earlier, but I don't know. And then because Canada, you know, is Canada and people like things easy, we're going to come out with a line of hot sauces that's, you know, liquefied, squeeze bottle, easy. And so down the road, that's what our thoughts are. And, you know, I've got a lot of pepper sauce. I've got a lot of hot sauces already made, tested and approved in our back pocket. You know, it's what I do, man. I don't know. Yeah. It's what I do. I love making hot sauce. I love making sauce. I love making it out of good quality ingredients.
I'll tell you what I would have loved when I hit the webpage. This is just what I would have loved because I know a little bit more about it, right? I would have loved to see a couple like 1 minute, 2 minute sort of YouTube type things of you showing me what to do with a few of these. Show me how to do a cool protein, maybe show me how to do a cool egg or a cool, because I tell you the truth, I think that's sometimes what the challenge is. And it's, I'm not going to squish what your dreams are because they're yours, right? I'm looking at it thinking, I love the fact you're in a jar and not in a bottle or a tube.
Me too.
I love the fact that you're sort of spoonable, not squeezable or shakeable. So to me, I'm going down the other path saying, you know what? You got a cool spot. Let the other guys do their shit. And because as soon as you put it into the other one, all I'm thinking is you're just like the other one. The problem you have right now is exactly. I don't know what the hell you are. Right. So for me, the problem would be I'd go and I think, because I'm so used to the stupid shake bottles with all the dumbass names, that I would, if I knew what you were, I'd be thinking, that's the guy I want to be with, because I like that a little better, a little cooler. I like the fact I can spread. I got so many more options in my head of what I think I can do with it. But exactly. I would love for you to show me how to use it.
Okay. And so, you know, we have a marketing company that we're working with right now that is doing that. They're showing ways to use it. So we're going to have videos always running of ways to use it. And that's the biggest thing.
Like a YouTube, Instagram, a TikTok, like something easy peasy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know. I need to learn how to use TikTok so I can start doing these little videos and doing the reels and all that shit. Fuck, man.
Buddy, I'm the same as you. Listen, I got him. I don't know how to do it.
Before we started this shit, I didn't have fucking social media. I didn't have any of this crap. And I wanted to, honestly, I wanted to do this without Instagram. But obviously, there's no fucking way.
Well, you can, but it's hard.
It's tough, yeah, though, right? Because again, this is, I guess, how I look at it. And it's just my personal thing. If I'm watching someone like you and you're in the kitchen and show me how to do, like I got the pineapple ghost in my head. Let's say you're putting that on a nice white fish on the grill in a pan. I don't care what you're doing with it, but I would love, if I would watch someone like you and the way you talk and your excitement, fuck, I'd buy the product because I'd be thinking, that's what I like. I get it.
And that's what I got to do. I want to start making videos. I want to start making cooking videos and fun shit, you know, play good music, you know, have some drinks and make some good food.
But you can't do that if you're bottling and driving and you're the sales guy for Ontario. It's tough, right? It's a tough gig.
Brooke's parents gig. Just got to do more. That's,
you know, that's what it is? You got it. That's right. How old are the folks?
Hey?
How old are the folks? Mid-60s?
Late 60s.
You know what? They got time. You still got at least a good 10 years of work out of them. You got to take advantage now, man.
I know. We are. We're going.
At 80, they're going to slow down a little bit. You can't really abuse them that much. But you got to take advantage right now, man.
I have one. Like, your marketing guys might kick my ass, right? So if they do. But here's what I would say is, like, if you're for TikTok, what I would do is, The only thing I would film is you putting it in whatever food you're going to put it in. That's what I would film.
Just like, if fast, it's like fast. 30 exactly,
seconds,
right? Just 30 seconds. Like, show me a little bit how, like, to do something. I take it,
you're making eggs Playbo, and then you're going to throw
egg one. If you just show me that frying egg come out of the pan, you doing it, and you, whatever
you're adding
doing,
a little bit of jalapeno thinking, to buddy, it or whatever, that's the one, right? Because that's the thing that makes everyone go, oh shit, I don't need Tostitos for this. I can use this for it. I can use that for it, right? Like, and that's it. Like,
I
wouldn't even talk. Like I would literally, if I were you, I'd
no, I like him. I'd no, film no, it. I just, no, Neil's got to talk. I love Neil.
What I mean is,
I know what you're saying.
Like, don't script out anything. Like, I would just like,
just be you.
I'm don't making, script shit, I'm man. Making eggs. These are my fucking eggs.
Fucking eggs. And I'm putting and jalapenos in them.
Bam, done.
That's it.
You know, the scripted, and then,
like, do what we do in the podcast. Not the scripted shit. Like,
yeah.
Fucking be you.
I'm putting fucking onions and fucking mushrooms in this shit with some fucking smoked cheese, a little bit of real deal. Don't fuck that's around.
It,
man.
Light it up.
That's it right there. Yeah.
Light it up. That's mix it, right it up. There. Fry it. You're fucking gold.
Oh my God. You're making me hungry and I just ate.
Let's go.
Are you kidding? I opened this thing and fuck, I want to go get some bread and like.
Like I am so hungry right now, and I just finished my mom's lasagna. You know what?
This isn't fucking fair to Kenny, man. It's not. Kenny needs it's to okay, have Neil. A yes. jar in front okay, of him. Neil.
Yes.
No. You no, know. It's your you know
fault,
what?
Chang.
I'll bring some here and eat some more and film it for him.
Oh my.
You know what? I think we got to get Kenny some sauce, and I think we got to do another podcast.
You
I
got
think
that, but you better believe it. I'm saying we're gonna do. Yeah, we're gonna go with you, man. I like you, and I think this product's pretty freaking cool. Because I love. I'm always looking Kenny? For those cool condiments, man. That cool thing Kenny? To just kick a meal.
Kenny, this product is going to go fucking global, and I can promise you that's that, awesome. Bro. I can promise you that.
Buddy, you got to get out of the kitchen and stop labeling and jarring your own shit because it's going to be impossible because you can't do it.
Well, it's too you know much. If you want to be that big, though, right?
I got to find a fucking 100 old ladies that want to come into my factory and peel vegetables because I'm not fucking doing them. It any other way.
You probably could.
Yeah,
I know I could, and that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna find a bunch of old ladies that want to peel vegetables.
Absolutely, then, you guys got cheap land out there. It's not,
but
it's
you
not
gotta, expensive. You probably gotta figure out the distribution thing too. You gotta
the distribution, like you're gonna have to use a distributor of some kind. You know what it is? You guys have good ones in Ontario.
I'm working with two small ones that run Southern Ontario.
Okay, perfect.
We're looking to get into some bigger ones.
Yeah.
You can always phone us too.
You know what? It's just.
Neil, you can always take advantage of the fact you know us now. Like, seriously, he's a marketing, whatever the hell he is. He's not a good sharer, so I'm not happy with him tonight. But he's a marketing genius. He just doesn't share his food, apparently, or doesn't send things via mail. I don't know what the hell it's called. But we do know people, you know, contacts. Like, we played this game, and I just think, you know what? It sounds like you got a really cool product, a cool idea, and you're getting distribution. It's selling, I'm assuming, right? Like you're getting turns off the shelf.
Yeah, no, it's selling, man. It's selling. Awesome. It's moving.
You're making money.
And that's
money?
The biggest thing. That's the biggest, bro. I go to fucking markets. I fucking Okay. We did the Christmas show. We did the Christmas cottage show.
Yeah, that's like what Phil was at, right?
Hey,
that's what Phil was at.
And
so we did the Christmas cottage show. We did very well. We killed it, you know. But that was 26 hours of us fucking being there doing our thing. 2 weekends later, we do a fucking Grimsby market. Grimsby, like, where are you? Whatever.
I have no idea. Cool. I don't know what town. I thought that was okay. That's a town. Okay, that's awesome.
It's a town. It's a cool town. It's a sick town. And we fucking did almost the same sales as we did at the Christmas show in 9 hours.
See, that's a good return.
Yeah, man. It's fucking crazy. This and all it is, you know what? And you know me, like, okay, well, you don't know me, but you know me now.
Yeah, I got a feeling for you.
I don't sit at my booth and just sit there. You know, I'm just like, hey, yo, what up? Come try a 100-year-old recipe. Come try this sauce. It's the fucking best. You're not going to, you know. People always come and try it. Second they hear a 100-year-old recipe.
You just need Ainsley's space.
Or they hear it from Trinidad. Or they hear a 100-year-old recipe from Trinidad. That's awesome. And it's like, okay, I can't fucking say no. So they come back and they try it. And then they can't pick what two jars they want to buy.
It's true. Ainsley had like 4 or 5 jars there. Because he did say that. He said, so he's a pilot.
And Ainsley on one of the videos, man.
But more than that, so like, because he said this stuff, it reminds me of like back home, right? Like that's, that was the like it was the first thing he said. He was like, it reminds me of back home. You go there and you say, you tell Neil that the Trini sent you, right? Like, and like,
how, I think how that's
I,
awesome.
Yeah, that was the best. That was the best. When you showed up awesome. And you were just like, yo, the Trini sent me.
the Trini guy said, I got to come here. Yes, who am I to argue with that? He said, it's like back home. Like, well, of course I'm going to be here. Like, what? I don't give a shit about the rest of the show. I'm here, you know? Like,
yeah, like, let's go.
Yeah,
it's no, I got to help you scale on this one. You got to, So you're making money, I'm assuming, right? I hope. Like, your margins are good. Like, you're set for distribution and all the pitfalls of
retail. You know, the startup of any company, you know, you're hustling, you're grinding. You're not making money. You're just grinding.
Hopefully you're making some money.
Of course we're making money. We're grinding, you know, everything that we make goes back into it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's about choices, that's okay. Right? Like that's you know, in the early days, it's all about that, right? But it has to.
Yeah.
Whether it's jars, whether it's labels, whether it's produce, whether it's fucking marketing, you know, it's always going back in.
Well, listen, we're really glad. I'm really glad you came on. I'm glad I met you.
Stoked. I think this is awesome.
I'm glad I'm eating your sauces. I'm in Mississauga, so I've been to the Apple Market to buy your sauce already.
Save it up to Corey. You want to know something funny about the Apple?
Yeah, shit. The Apple Market. I got you.
The Apple Market.
It's a hot sauce.
So the Apple Market, which is located at Camilla Road and Queensway.
Right. Yeah.
My grandfather had a house on Camilla Road.
No way.
Tiveron's, that place used to be called Tiveron's. Yeah. And that's where I went as a little kid. Man, I walked through there all the time. It hasn't changed at all.
It looks exactly the same.
Bro.
Right? I don't think they changed a single thing. Like, I think the fixtures are from then.
To the fucking cracks in the floor. It's the exact same, man. When I walked through that place to bring them sauce, I got shivers, man.
Right? Like,
I got shivers. I was just like, holy shit, awesome. This is the exact same place as I walked through 20 years ago.
That's fantastic.
You know, it was wild. It was wild. It's a good store. That is the best store.
It's awesome. Okay, so where do people go? We'll put all the links in the show notes, so people know where to find you and stuff. Where do people go to find Neil's Real Deal, like website, and then how do they find you? You know, all that kind of stuff.
So, obviously at Neil's Real Deal on Instagram. Please follow us. Please tag us in anything you do with our sauce. We'd love to see it. www.neilsrealdeal.com is our website. shop.neilsrealdeal.com. You can buy the sauce. We got some good deals going on right now. Just want to get it to you guys everywhere we can. It's something unique and something different.
Maybe one of these days we'll talk offline, the three of us. I'd love to hear a little bit more and see if there's anything we can maybe help you out.
And then as you go, like if you need help, like we're here.
Been doing this for a million
years.
This
stuff. Yeah.
So well, that's wicked, man. I'm super pumped to meet you guys. And I'm totally down to talk offline, man. I I'm not doing much.
Awesome.
No, that's pretty cool, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Neil.
Congrats. You're crushing it. That's good. That's
really right good. On, boys.
That's really good. Okay, go say hi to your pop.
Yeah.
Go have something to eat. Put a little hot sauce. It's what, 11 o'clock? It's perfect time for hot sauce.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Well, I'm going to go refill this drink and see what's going on.
See what's going on in the house. That's awesome. Okay, my friend.
That's amazing. All right. Thanks, Neil.
Take care of yourself, right, Neil. Man. We'll chat again soon. Yeah. Phil, stay on and you and I will clean up. Probably. And Neil, take care of yourself, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Okay. You guys, it was great meeting you. I look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
Me too.
Okay.
Me too. All
take care, man.
Take care, buddy.
Okay.
Rock on, boys. Cheers. Ciao.
Okay, Mr. Chang. What else is going on?
How do you delete this fucking thing?
you got to hit the Bottom right.
Bottom right side.
Bottom right. There's a little it'll end. Say leave or end. One of the end. Two. You're a beauty. I swear to God, I love you already.
Can you?
Cheers, no? Boys.
Okay. Take care, man.
I thought I pressed fucking leave.
All right, let's see if I can. I think I can.
Yeah, maybe you'll do it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get you out, man. Hang on 1 second.
Whatever. You guys still want to talk or what?
I got to get you two to bed, man. It's only 8 o'clock for me. It's 11 o'clock for your guys. You guys need to call it.
Nah.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna remove you. We'll catch up with you another time. Kenny and I are gonna. Oh, there he goes.
Nope, you got him off.
All right.
That's funny. Yeah.
That's hilarious. He's hilarious.
Oh my God, he's like so real.
He's very.
I understand what he's saying. Yeah. I would buy. I'd buy it just because of him. Yeah. I don't even care if I would ever use it. Because of him.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's funny because I got shit the other day from the boss.
Okay.
Not the boss who loves our show. Not that boss. The real boss.
The real boss.
Downstairs.
I got it.
And because we're tidying up the fridge, and there's like fucking 400 jars of condiments, like Asian shit, European shit, like just like everything. What are the hot sauce, hoisins, like just everything. And she goes, "Why do we have so much of stuff?" I said, "Because this is what else?"
I'm really sorry because I think I added to your sauce collection too. No, I think I did. Well, I think I when I was out there, I have.
Buddy, whatever. Most of the stuff in the fridge has been gone through, so you could have. I honestly, I don't even know who's bought half the stuff in there. Because you know what it's anyway, like. Please, you know what? You're always trying to, pop a protein, give it some kick, right? Yeah. Or you got to. It's always for me. It's like it's a grill or the fry.
Yeah.
Like oh my God, like he's made me so hungry.
I'm making eggs huevos with the sauce, like because I opened this thing. Like
you met the pineapple ghost.
Oh baby!
It oh was my so God, good. That's gonna be wicked.
It was so good. He was like, so I worked my way through all four sauces. I swear, like his wife, I think she was ready to kick me off, right?
Because she was home like, now.
Buddy, stop mooching food, right? And I was just like, wow, this is great, right? Like, and then he was like, we're gonna have this other sauce, and we're gonna try this. And so he had a barbecue, and then he also had the this pineapple sauce, and both were just.
It's cool because he's got some good play. His challenge is going to be it scales going to be, you can't scale the way he's doing it. Quite frankly, I kind of like the way his format is. I don't know if I'd want to go in the jars. You're just another hot sauce.
I just don't know if, I can see some of it. Like if he can find the right distributor, he can get himself
there's guys that can do this so easy.
You know, it'd be fine, right? Like
you could do food service size if you had a kitchen. Yeah. Like, you know what you do? Yeah, yeah. You do a 1 liter size for kitchens.
Well, right? Now you do a partnership with restaurants.
So easy. You know, like Cisco or DFS. You know? Oh, you could go. And the thing is, like, if he would be on Instagram or TikTok where you could see, like, I don't know how many recipes I made off when I used to use Facebook more. You know, Facebook had those 30 second, 60 second. And you didn't have to hear the music. Like it showed you what to do. It was mindless, right? I'm thinking, if I see a guy like this, I'm sold. That's it.
But I think,
I'd be all over it.
To me, it's like an idea starter, right? Like you don't even need to see the whole thing. You just need to see.
Man. Just fast forward. Just show me. Yeah, you just need to
see where you use it, and then that's it, right? Like, and then I know,
And then I know what to do with it, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what if you think about it, what Frank's has done. You know, I put this shit on everything.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Frank's, but it's not.
No, I'm not.
Frank's. It's not my thing, right? I'm not a big fan of any of the high sugar.
I don't.
Those ones. There's nothing to them.
I don't like the vinegary, peppery.
I think it's the vinegary thing that drives me crazy. It's too vinegary.
Yeah.
It bothers me. Anyway, but I do like sauces, especially for cooking. Like, oh my God, like this stuff sounds like it's so grillable. I don't understand the cauliflower thing, though.
It's great.
It's like a weird base to me, though.
You don't even I think
I
it's,
love cauliflower, so I don't care. But I'm trying to understand how you got the cauliflower as a base.
I don't know. We didn't get there with him. I kind of wish we did, but we'll
go next time. Because I'm curious. Why did maybe they don't use it? I don't know. Maybe tomatoes weren't in the Caribbean, obviously, right? Or you use what you have.
Yeah.
To me, I mean, maybe because it's an Italian thing. I tomatoes is so much of our base.
Yeah.
Right. Or cream. Like it's not. like, I mean, we eat cauliflower, but I would never go to cauliflower as a base for a sauce. Like, have you thinking?
Oh, it's great, okay, though. Sure. Well, you don't sure even know. Like, we didn't get to that either, but he could use this as a keto, you know, like, it's all of those things, right? Like, you could definitely use it like a keto sauce or whatever.
No, it's cool. I think it's pretty cool. I really do. I think it's pretty cool. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's cool. Good for him, buddy boy.
I can't bring this on a plane. I can't get it to you.
No, I know you can't.
Right? It's 212. So I check my bag, I could.
Nah, what do you check your bag for? And then you got to wait in the stupid line to get dumb bag. Although I am coming to pick you up. So it's like you got to rush.
I just can't.
What's it retail for?
I can't. Like, there's a 3-pack for like $20.
It's not bad. Just throw it in the mail. No, I'll get you back when you get down here.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm dying to try it now. And I like hot sauce. Like, I do. I like pepper type sauce. I do. I just, you know, it just sort of kicks everything up.
I like it.
Anyway, that's it. Yeah. That's all I got for you. I got to go help Amelia pack.
He's pretty awesome. Anyway, I'm glad he came on. I'm glad we got a chance to do this.
He's funny. I like him.
Man.
He's got a personality. He's cool.
He's hilarious. Anyway, that's it. Tell the boss I said hi.
I will do that. She likes you, so you'll get a hi back for sure. And then I guess we'll catch up tomorrow morning.
Yeah, tomorrow morning. Ciao, buddy.
My friend. Take care, buddy.
Have a good night.
Ciao. You too.
Okay.
Ciao, buddy.
Bye.